Your news tips are very useful. Keep them coming. News tips at avweb.com. And welcome to an AvWeb BizCast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource. Starting June 5th, there will be almost twice as much room for aircraft traveling the busy North-South Oceanic Corridor on the east coast of the U.S. FAA Oceanic Procedure Specialist Scott Luca explains to AvWeb's Russ Niles how technology already on board most business jets and airliners is allowing for closer separation in that area.
There's some good news for those who fly on the oceanic routes just off the east coast of the U.S. Scott, can you explain what's going to be happening on June 5th?
Based on experience we've had in the Pacific Ocean with reduced lateral separation and the increased navigational capability of aircraft these days, currently we employ between 60 and 90 mile lateral separation between aircraft in the water's airspace. That's the airspace between the east coast of the U.S. and Bermuda and from about 200 miles south of Long Island until about 200 miles north of Puerto Rico. On June 5th, we will be decreasing lateral separation to 50 miles for aircraft who are certified for RNP-10 or RNP-4 navigation.
That means the gear on board can reliably tell where the aircraft is within 4 miles most of the time, right?
That's correct, and that's much more accurate than many of the RNAV systems out there now.
The airspace that we're talking about has no radar capability at all. It's dependent on position reports.
That's correct. Sometimes we can use satellite position reports. The aircraft communicate with satellites. We get that directly. For the most part, the position reports are relayed through HF communications.
So hence the very conservative separation requirements. Now, what's the net effect going to be on aircraft, you know, particularly business aircraft that will be using this airspace?
Well, right now the airspace structure we have out there is geared to separate aircraft 90 miles laterally, in some cases 60. We've scrapped that airspace and redesigned the airspace so the routes are 50 miles apart. We're adding about 40% more routes to the airspace. That won't automatically increase capacity, but what it will mean is that, say, southbound aircraft, where today they have a choice of 5 routes down to the Caribbean, on June 5th they'll have a choice of 9 routes. So we can offer more routings and better altitudes to those aircraft who are RNP-4 and RNP certified. And I wanted to stress, too, that if an aircraft is not RNP-10 or RNP-4 certified, they can still fly in the airspace, but we'll still have to employ 90-mile lateral separation and we'll lose that efficiency with those aircraft.
But most aircraft that use this airspace are pretty well-equipped airplanes, I would imagine.
Most of it is airline traffic and a lot of the high-end business aviation. We estimate right now that 92% of the aircraft are already equipped for RNP-10 or RNP-4 operations, but those aircraft and operators will have to get certification from the FAA before they fly in the airspace.
When you open up more routes, that means you open up better altitudes and more efficient routes for airplanes. Is that a fair characterization?
That's perfect. Right now, if we have 5 routes southbound, we can only operate 5 aircraft southbound at, say, flight level 330. When we open up 8 or 9 routes southbound, now we can have 8 or 9 aircraft at the better altitude, where before we'd have to put somebody maybe at flight level 290 or 280. Now we can have more aircraft at the better altitudes.
Okay, what about vertical separation? Does it stay the same?
Vertical separation is still RVSM, 1,000 feet.
What if people have questions or concerns about, is there any process for them to make those concerns known?
We have a whole website set up to show the old airspace, what the new airspace is going to be on June 5th. New separation standards, the certification procedures and forms are online. And we encourage all operators to be RNP-10 or RNP certified by May 5th of this year.
Sounds like technology to the rescue again, Scott. Appreciate your time today.
All right, thanks for calling.
FAA Oceanic Procedure Specialist Scott Luca. You've been listening to an AvWeb BizCast brought to you by Aviation Safety. You can check them out at aviationsafetymagazine.com. Comments on this audio cast welcome. Audio news at avweb.com. Thanks for listening.